This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the victims of the 9/11 attacks 18 years later, with memorial services in New York City, at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump delivered remarks a short time ago.
On this solemn day of remembrance, our thoughts also turn to the 200,000 valiant soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines who are now at this very moment stationed overseas. We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
And Doug. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Officials with the Toledo, Ohio Port Authority say two people are dead in the crash of a cargo plane that had made a stop at Millington, Memphis Airport. The plane had originated in Texas, carrying auto parts when it crashed into a parking lot west of Toledo at about 2:30 a.m. Eastern this morning. It hit several unoccupied vehicles and burst into flames. The victims' identities have not been released. Republicans winning two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. In a close one, Republican Dan Bishop was the victor over Democrat Dan McCready. Bishop saying afterwards,
"We know what our mission is, and we know the future of our country is dependent on leaders who will stand strong to protect our values."
A hospital evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. No reports of death or serious injury. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Arizona mom is facing charges after her daughter filmed her driving home drunk. Glendale police say the 10-year-old took video of her mother, 31-year-old Stephanie Davis, driving under the influence, and then the girl called police. Police say responding officers found the woman was reeking of booze and was unsteady on her feet, so she was arrested. McDonald's has announced the acquisition of a company that's going to assist it in automating its drive-through process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The fast food chain agreed to acquire Apprente, a California-based company that was founded in 2017 with a focus on creating voice-based platforms for complex, multilingual, multi-accent, and multi-item conversational ordering. McDonald's said the technology will be used to make the drive-through faster and more accurate. The deal comes after McDonald's tested Apprente's technology at some of the locations. Apprente will also serve as the founding member of a new internal technology-focused group within McDonald's called McD Tech Labs. The company expects to hire additional engineers, scientists, and other advanced technology experts to join the group in the future. I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, getting this country back on track. We're serious about this. We have a nation to save, and we thank you for joining in on the cause. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, James Hassan joins us now. He is the author of the book, Stand Down, How Social Justice Warriors Are Sabotaging America's Military. James is a retired Afghanistan Army captain, and we've got lots to talk about. And James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Before we get into the depth of the book, first of all, I want to talk about these, you know, horrific events that we're remembering today, 18 years later, September the 11th, 2001, as we were talking with Dan Perkins earlier, James. It seems the further we get away from that horrific day, even though there are memorials happening, names again are being called out, whether it's in Shanksville or the Pentagon or, you know, in South Manhattan. It does bring to focus because you remember these personal stories, and it's shocking in that context when you hear from an elected congresswoman referring to the event as, you know, some people did some things.
Yeah, you make a great point, isn't that the farther we get from it, the more that we seem to simply just forget what it was like on September 12th, or what the country was like on September 12th, 2001, right, when everybody realized what the threat was, everybody pitched in, everybody, united. And one thing about 9/11 is everybody remembers where they were. And so you contrast everybody's memory of what it was like that day with an elected congresswoman saying, dismissing it and just saying, well, some people did something. It's a travesty, really.
Right. Well, and since then, I mean, and for yourself, who went to Afghanistan to defend this country, to put your life on the line, the measure that you did, James, I mean, you responded, and like others, responded to 9/11, to the attack on this country, the attack on our, you know, our founding principles and the things that we believe in. And I got to imagine for some it was a bit perplexing, because it was like no sooner did that happen, it was like political correctness, you know, came into play. And things that you wouldn't stand for in the battlefield, although I, you know, based on my exposure in the military and the Marine Corps, and I worked in the public affairs arena, there were things there that caused me to scratch my head many times because of the interference, I believe, of the military professionals that know their job, that I believe that when you get into combat, you have to get out of the way. But we have even politicized the military to such a degree that I believe that it ends up compromising the mission. I'm probably getting into a little bit more than possibly you expected here. But, you know, when you open, you know, the body of history, I think you have to look at it in its totality, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, the army that I joined during Barack Obama's first term was nothing like the army that I left at the end of his second. And changes took place across every branch of the military and throughout all levels. And really they took place because the individuals, the, you know, progressive activists who were in that administration and activist groups on the outside viewed the military as a blunt force tool to drive broader social change versus simply how it should be viewed, which is just this unique institution in our society that has a sole mission, which is just to fight and win the nation's wars, to defend us against the types of people who would commit horrific attacks on 9/11.
Right.
And for an example of just one small example of how it plays out, because I think in many ways the American people are in the dark and they deserve to know. I think many Americans would be shocked and frankly appalled to learn that the Naval Academy, there are safe space placards outside instructors' doors, not all, but some, and it's a decent number, both uniformed and civilian, that say, among other things, that the instructors have taken a sensitivity course called Trans 101 and put on by contractors from Google. And there are no safe spaces in Afghanistan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, this has gone amok, has it not? I mean, you know, and where does where is there space for reasonable people to say, you know, this isn't the way you fight a war? I mean, when you're talking life and death situations and you're talking about the primary mission of the military, is there room for political correctness?
Right, that's exactly it. There isn't any.
I mean, of course, you're hearing this from a former Marine. You know, when we went through the days, and of course, today's Marine Corps, I mean, the training a lot, you know, somewhat different because there was a level of pride in terms of attrition. They didn't want everybody that said they wanted to be a Marine. I mean, you had to really demonstrate and participate. I mean, for us, there was 87 guys that they picked up on that first night, James, and 12 weeks later of that original 87, only 23 of us graduated.
That's awesome. That should be a mark of pride, and that's exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, you know, this isn't about the right politics versus the wrong politics. It's, you know, the military is conservative, but in a as an institutional principle versus maybe a fiscal conservatism or a social conservatism.
Right.
And really, and that's the point that I try and make in the book is, you know, no matter where you come down on these culture wars that just are raging in 2019, leave the military out of it. But that really just was not the way that the Obama administration viewed the military, and we're still paying the price for it. And so just to give you another example, one involving a chaplain for the Marine Corps, so a Navy chaplain, but who's serving the Marine Corps, after the Obama administration announced that they would allow soldiers to serve under the physical readiness standards of their gender identity versus those of their biological sex, they gave a briefing to all the senior chaplains across the services. And the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense at the time, Anthony Curta, was the gentleman who gave the briefing.
Mm.
And at the end of it, one of the senior chaplains for the Marine Corps, working in the Marine Corps Commandant's office, approached Curta and expressed concern. And Curta said, "Hey, look, there will be mixed genitalia in our birthing units, in our bathrooms, in our showers, and it's good for America." And this chaplain for the Marine Corps said, "Well, wow, sir, do you really think that's going to help us fight and win wars?"
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis said, "Well, that's just the way it is." I think that exchange just summarizes, just emblematic of the difference of vision between the men and women who were serving and the political ideologues who were setting the agenda.
And suddenly this was going to be thrust in the arena, no discussion. Again, typical of progressives that have no problem dragging and kicking people to their side and compelling them to go against their very nature and their very God. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking with James Hassan. He's the author and former Army captain right
here. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Government and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Hasson is with us, a former captain in the U.S. Army, a graduate of the University of Virginia School of Law. He graduated from U.S. Army Ranger School, received the Bronze Star Medal in Afghanistan, has worked with members of Congress on military issues. His brand new book, Stand Down, How Social Justice Warriors Are Sabotaging America's Military. Think about it, what James was saying earlier about the pervasive culture of safe spaces and trigger warnings and how it's threatening combat readiness. Yeah, James, what comes to mind is, you get some of these progressives who say that they're on sensory overload. Well, what are you going to do in a combat situation? Your senses are so bombarded, you can't stand up with a white flag and just say, hello, I'm on sensory overload. Your bums are making too much noise here. You need to silence those bombs. You know, whatever. Yeah. Give me a break. Are you kidding?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And just,
we laugh about it. I mean, it's so ridiculous and comical about it. But the fact of the matter is that you've got these social justice warriors, as you say, that are invading our nation's military with this kind of ridiculous perspective here, as if it's not ridiculous enough that it's, you know, pervading our society. And we've got to be so careful not to offend them. We have to make sure we use the right pronoun. Our whole language is been turned upside down to a degree that we don't even know how to communicate anymore, because if we say the wrong word, somebody's going to, you know, throw a hashtag on us, and in some cases, you know, people are being fined thousands of dollars for a pronoun offensive.
Right, and to your point, this isn't just a harmless thing that we can laugh at, and which a lot of times we do. We laugh at, you know, absurdities on college campuses, for example, but, you know, this isn't just like a sit-in at a college university because Taco Tuesday is colonialist or something absurd like that. You're talking about an institution that has very real responsibilities that can mean the difference between life and death. And, but you're absolutely right that culture is starting to seep into the military, and it's getting pushed by these activists. Mm-hmm. So to point out another example, there was a non-commissioned officer who addressed grooming standards in an academy-wide email at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Mm-hmm. And somebody complained about his email, which basically used Michael Jordan as an example of an individual who showed professionalism on and off duty, but he didn't have his pants around his ankles.
Right.
And somebody complained about a microaggression. And the Academy leadership sent an Academy-wide email apologizing to the cadets for this supposed microaggression, which, you know, cadets shouldn't be worried about microaggressions. They should be worried about real aggressions that come from those that wish us harm, like they committed 18 years ago today.
So what did they do? Let the Academy cadets swing low, sweet chariot, the back of their pants?
it was about off-duty
presentation.
You know, exactly. Yeah, presentation when the duty hours are over. But more to the point, there was an apology for a microaggression, which, as you know, having served in the military, and as I know, well know, there's simply no base for that kind of activity or sensitivity.
Well, Marine Corps drill instructors, that's not even in their vocabulary.
Right, exactly. They'd probably say, what does that even mean? But that those changes, they're not just cultural, they're also policy-based. And what they do is they invert the traditional military ethos, which is that, you know, you conform to the military versus all of a sudden, the military conforming to you. And it's because politics took place over sensible policies.
Exactly.
So when the Obama administration was pushing to create gender-neutral infantry units instead of the all-male infantry units that the Marines and the Army always had, the Marines said, okay, just give us a year. Let us study this issue, and we'll compile data, and then we'll get back to you. And if the data says we should do it, we'll do it. If it says we shouldn't, we won't. And so they completed a year-long study out of 29 Palms, California, where they measured the performance of all male squads versus gender-neutral squads in a whole host of tactics and tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is that the all-male squads performed better, you know, roughly 70% of the time. And
it's not even close. We're not even saying 5% or something like that.
Right.
70% of the time.
70% of the time. And for example, one of the things that they found is it took up to 160% longer for the gender-neutral squads to evacuate a casualty from the vehicle. And if that vehicle's on fire, then the difference between, you know, life and death is seconds. So
exactly.
Seconds matter. Minutes are deadly.
Right.
So they presented that data at the end of their study to the Obama administration, and Obama's Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, refused to even read the study in its entirety, just didn't want to hear it. And instead, what the administration did is they overruled the Marines,
mm-hmm.
and they pointed to the successful graduation of the first two female graduates from Army Ranger School as the reason why they overruled the Marine Corps. But that episode in itself is actually a scandal that I write about in my book, because after the first two graduates passed, a whole host of whistleblowers came forward and approached Congressman Steve Russell from the House Armed Services Committee, himself a former graduate of Ranger School and a man who commanded a battalion that helped capture Saddam Hussein, so he knows of what he speaks.
Right.
And so they approached him and they said, listen, standards were not followed. We were under massive pressure to pass these two graduates. And, you know, the basic objective standards of the course were not upheld. And Russell asked for the training documents from the Obama DOD. And the Obama DOD just stonewalled him and refused to meet with him for months. And then finally told him that the records that he requested had been shredded and just weren't available. But I was actually able to obtain some of those records from Ranger instructor sources, and I published some in my book, and they show that those whistleblowers were absolutely telling the truth. But the Obama DOD was happy to undermine the integrity of one of the military's premier courses just so that they could overrule the Marine Corps' data-informed objections to changing their longstanding policy. It was all about politics, and none of it was about warfighting.
As we said earlier, it is policy that makes for good politics. It doesn't happen the other way around. And when you have politics invading something, you know, an institution that should be policy-based and apolitical, it's all compromised. So thank you very much, the Barack Obama administration. I know for some people who think that Barack Obama is still the next closest thing to God, that, you know, they may think that we're just, you know, picking on the former president. But time and again, you know, this is what happens when you ignore history and you ignore the facts. And when information like this comes out, look, it requires some critical thinking and some questioning to say, okay, look, I understand what the former Army Ranger and former Army Captain is reporting here. I need to look into this further, as opposed to just defending a policy or an administration that has been wrong-footed time and again. But that's something that they have to decide for themselves, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think people need to look at this as a moral issue.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, when we're talking about military readiness, which is a term that pundits and politicians like to batter around, what we're really talking about is just how well prepared the individual men and women that we're sending overseas on our behalf,
our sons and daughters, James.
Exactly. Our sons and daughters, our brothers, sisters, how prepared they are to confront what we're sending them to confront. And we should only adopt policies that give them a chance to succeed and reject any that don't.
His book is titled Stand Down, How Social Justice Warriors Have Sabotaged America's Military. They've invaded our military, and what James is reporting on, James, I got to suspect this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely it is, and there's so much more in the book.
Well, we've got to wrap it right there. The book will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
You can start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the victims of the 9/11 attacks 18 years later, with memorial services in New York City, at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump delivered remarks a short time ago.
On this solemn day of remembrance, our thoughts also turn to the 200,000 valiant soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines who are now at this very moment stationed overseas. We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Here to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. And this portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team, is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Why not? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068, for all the details. These are experts that, well, they know what they're talking about. And as I say, direct lending, they're not out marketing your information to other, other funders. They do it themselves, okay? Like a hurricane that has devastated countries, even ours, is what we kind of experienced. And what happens with hurricanes is that it's one thing when it goes through, but then you've got to come back and realize, you know, what kind of damage took place. And I think we're starting to understand more and more the hurricane activity and devastation that took place when Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. This next story here is all based on Ryan Lovelace's new book. And the story, these are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. The name of this book is Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign. And it is a campaign against Brett Kavanaugh. This was nothing short of a political hit job on a nominee to the Supreme Court. Ryan Lovelace joins us now. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ryan, as I mentioned, you know, it's one thing when a hurricane comes through and we see some quick damage, but then you go back and you really start looking at how much damage happened and the toll that has taken place. I mean, you've done this with your book, Search and Destroy, and the damage that was created by these Democratic and liberal progressive operatives is more extensive than I think the everyday public realizes.
I think you're right, and I think we really started to see the signs, you know, before Justice Kavanaugh was even nominated, that there was a storm building. But I don't think too many people were necessarily clued in until about this time last year in September when the second set of hearings on his nomination arose. But in Search and Destroy, what I try to weigh out for folks is a step-by-step, you know, kind of lifting the curtain on the campaign that the left deployed against Justice Kavanaugh, beginning from before his nomination when outside dark money groups, particularly Demand Justice, pledged to spend millions of dollars against whoever Trump would pick, all the way through the hearings where protesters were disrupting it and they had their own PR firm that would reach out to people in the press like myself and let us know, do you want to talk to this arrested protester and we've got this many arrested today and that sort of a thing, all the way through to examining the motivation of different people involved, and particularly Christine Blasey Ford and her attorneys, Deborah Katz, and what exactly made them come forward, and the political motivations behind all of that.
And speaking of Christine Blasey Ford, her attorney spoke out and just laid it out, said, hey, yeah, it was Roe v. Wade. I mean, that was her whole motivation. And a lot of people, you know, like anything that comes on like this, it's so shocking, you wonder and you ask questions. But the mainstream media and those that should have been there to help the public and help us all understand, including Brett Kavanaugh, understand what was going on, they were MIA on this whole issue.
They were. I think across, you know, system-wide in the press sort of fell down on the job, so to speak. You know, I spent months poring over, you know, Deborah Katz's writings, everything I could find. I attended her speeches. I listened to her talk. I talked to people that were her adversaries because oftentimes her legal matters were settled outside of a courtroom. And, you know, what I uncovered in listening to her talk and reading all those things and looking through, you know, the emails that she sent in private to Senate Democrats and to Senate Republicans was more about why she did this, you know. Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember precisely where this happened or precisely when this happened, and she's the only one that can tell us what happened. Well, we should be able to figure out the why. And we were told the why was about her civic duty, and her attorney said, you know, that Christine Blasey Ford was ambivalent about coming forward, and, you know, she felt that a patriotic responsibility. But now, after the fact, in private, she's talking about how it's actually motivated by wanting to put an asterisk next to anything that Justice Kavanaugh would do, any conservative justice would do with regard to Roe v. Wade. And I thought it was really interesting when she said that. One of the things she also said was when she tries these kinds of cases for her clients, Deborah Katz, Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, she doesn't just look to the law. You can't just look to the law. You have to have a press strategy, a legislative strategy, and utilize organized forces to act on your behalf to accomplish the goal that you want.
So now you've got, you don't have an attorney. I mean, you have advocacy on steroids that it really has abandoned, I would think, the professional tenets of the legal system. Do you not, Ryan?
I think you've got a point there. I mean, you know, so much of this was mobilizing the Me Too movement to really, you know, really try this case in the court of public opinion. And because there was so much animosity, you know, surrounding all of this, nobody ever bothered really looking into this. You know, that particular comments by Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, those were publicly available online for some time. But, you know, as you were saying before, the press never bothered looking. And now I think what people are going to start to do is to take a longer look at this and say, well, maybe we actually should have bothered, you know, investigating, you know, both sides, getting to the bottom of the story, figuring out exactly what went on and why this happened.
Well, we're talking with Ryan Lovelace. He's the author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. He covers legal news in Washington as the D.C. Business of Law reporter at the National Law Journal. Ryan, you know, when you take things so easily these days into the court of public opinion, I mean, boy, we often say on the show that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there is a reason that they wanted to be in this court of public opinion, because you just keep chewing on it. There's no conclusion. I mean, here Blasey Ford is able to come in along with Deborah Katz and manipulate the whole process in such a way and destroy an individual and his family to the level that they did with Brett Kavanaugh, that it makes you wonder, you know, what happens the next time around? I mean, Donald Trump could have potentially two more nominees. I mean, heads already exploded over Kavanaugh. I mean, we're just, it's just going to be a massive explosion of brains falling out from the left. What do you say?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it also depends on when it happens. You know, if it happens before a presidential election, if there's another vacancy, whether a justice leaves voluntarily or involuntarily before the next, you know, presidential election, things are only going to get much worse. You know, we saw between the nomination of Justice Gorsuch, President Trump's first pick, and Justice Kavanaugh, his second, all kinds of new groups rise up, all kinds of new actors step in, and Democrats deployed the first partisan filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee against Gorsuch. And then Republicans nuke that, so that can be a possibility again. And then that's when things really got personal this time around. Next time around, I think we've already kind of crossed the Rubicon. And, you know, it's only going to get that much worse, and it's hard to imagine precisely where things go next. But I think it's largely going to depend upon, you know, who's leaving. Justice
yes.
Ginsburg, you know, if she voluntarily leaves, you know, she has been a hero to so many on the left, partially because of her willingness to kind of talk about political issues. You know, folks remember during the 2016 campaign that she talked about her distaste for President Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if she is replaced by someone who doesn't share her particular ideological and political philosophies, that's going to make things pretty vitriolic here in Washington.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I would think that, you know, people on the left are doing everything they can to keep Justice Ginsburg alive and well, mostly, whatever they can do. And here, you know, she's had a couple of health scares. And, you know, they are really nervous that, you know, barring something, you know, that could interrupt this process. I mean, you know, they know that it's tenuous there. But look, we never thought in a million years that we would lose Antonin Scalia either.
Right, right. And I think really in the absence of, you know, having the possibility for the left to pick a justice that would be like a Ginsburg they could replace her with, that's why we've seen so many of these attacks on Justice Kavanaugh. You know, and thinking back to Justice Gorsuch's nomination, you know, the left said that belonged to Merrick Garland, and then that was
yes, exactly.
Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick. Mm-hmm. And then with Justice Kavanaugh, they want an asterisk. The whole
yes.
point of this is to delegitimize the authority and credibility of the court, because if they can undermine faith in the opinions that a originalist court would have, then all kinds of, you know, hell will literally break loose.
Well, and they've also thrown on the possibility of stacking the court, right? Let's, you know, 9's okay, how about 15? But even RBG says not necessarily a good idea.
Exactly. And the 2020 presidential candidates are all talking about it, and the activist groups on the left are making sure that all the Democratic candidates fall in line behind the most extreme positions about how to change the way the court functions and who is exactly on it.
We got to go to break. 18 minutes before the top of the hour, Ryan Lovelace continues with us after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Call me silly, but I've got faith in the millennials. I think they're finding out, if maybe even the hard way, that gravity still exists. You know, you fall off the roof, you hit the ground, you're going to bruise up a little bit, and it hurts. And they're finding out that these things that we've been sharing with them are based on years of experience, generations of ideas and actual facts that have been proven. And right now, look at some of them are testing out the theories and finding out that, hey, look at maybe their fathers and their grandfathers were more right than wrong. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Ryan Lovelace continues. Ryan, I guess the word for the day is impunity. That people like, you know, like Blasey Ford and Katz, her attorney and advisor, Dianne Feinstein. I mean, what they did to the American people throughout this process, not only what they did to Brett Kavanaugh's family, but to the American body politic, and they basically got away with it.
I think, you know, up until this point, no one's bothered looking into this. And this is one of the things that, you know, as a reporter bothered me most, because I knew that when we got to, you know, this point in September, about a year after the hearings, everyone was going to be trying to provide their own version of events of what happened. And again, not look in at anything and kind of go into their separate corners. And what I really wanted to do was provide information and not affirmation and reporting out, you know, the book Search and Destroy. And one of the ways in which, you know, I was able to do that. And, you know, talking about Senator Feinstein's role in this, you know, everybody was wondering, how exactly did the letter to her get out there in the first place? Well, in examining the way that this moved through the press from a blog online, you know, after the Washington Post first ignored it, you know, I think it's commonly forgotten that Christine Blasey Ford, before, you know, Justice Kavanaugh was even nominated, repeatedly contacted the Washington Post. But then when the letter ultimately made it to Senator Feinstein, you know, I found the email that Deborah Katz sent to Senator Feinstein's staff directing them to share the letter with Republicans. That was after Christine Blasey Ford was talking to the Post. It was after her attorneys went on CNN and on cable news to say that they're, you know, they had a client with some serious concerns, the rest of it. And it was after she had, you know, even responded to me as a reporter as well. And I think what that shows is, you know, people were wondering, well, why didn't Republicans know about this sooner? Well, Feinstein's staff didn't give the letter to Republicans until they were directed to by Deborah Katz. And so she was really the person kind of behind the scenes, able to call the shots on who saw what when. And, you know, she's not a member of the Judiciary Committee. She's not a senator.
I'm just saying. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's my thought, is that she's not even a member. And she's directing, she's orchestrating this whole deal?
Exactly, exactly. And people were willing to allow that to happen because from the left's perspective, you know, they didn't have the tools they had in previous years, you know, previous nominations passed. Mm-hmm. You know, before they had a filibuster, before they had other political tools. But because they, you know, deployed those things at inopportune times for their own political ends and because of their own failures and because Republicans had control of the Senate, they had to turn to outside groups and outside forces to try to accomplish what they couldn't do through the electoral process.
Well, I'll tell you, and they were able to, you know, really get and utilize the Me Too gambit that you write about in Chapter 5 of your book, that that this whole Me Too gambit gave them an incredible amount of cover, did it not?
It did. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was really interesting, examining the way, you know, in particular, Christine Blasey Ford's allegation sort of went from completely ignored by the Washington Post in July to headline news in September, was, you know, listening to what the folks around Christine Blasey Ford were saying. You know, her team grew, you know, from the summer where it was, you know, Deborah Katz and her firm. Then mm-hmm. there were outside PR firms that were, you know, folks like SKD Knickerbocker that are very well known in Democratic circles, folks that have been involved in the Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas controversy, folks from the Clinton administration were starting to get involved. And as that team was growing around her, they were also working on the press strategy. You know, the Washington Post ignored it. So they went to a blog on the internet that they knew would need traffic. And initially it just said, you know, it was a supposedly a letter reporting an incident. Didn't have any clue about what it was. And then once Senator Feinstein confirmed it, it spread like wildfire. Then it wasn't, you know, at the national press level, they didn't take the responsibility to find out what was true and what was fiction. They just instead said, well, how is this going to affect things? And that lifted it to a level it never could have gotten to without kind of the new media environment that exists today. It didn't exist, you know, when Justice Thomas was, for example, dealing with a controversy of his own and his own nomination.
Exactly. Yeah, this was deja vu one more time. You know, it's amazing to me that reporters, with just even a little bit of work in trying to, you know, research her social media information, that had been scrubbed. And why wouldn't that raise any flags for them?
Right, right. And then, you know, I think all of that is part of what shows is this kind of new strategy in the Me Too era of not simply going to a courtroom. You know, when her attorneys were talking about how when they guide their clients, they want them to not look to the law, but to look to having a press strategy, a legislative strategy, a big part of that is, you know, how are you going to portray yourself? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, in Republican circles in the Senate, on, you know, in surrounding Kavanaugh's team, one of the things that I, you know, really found out was just how much of a difference Michael Avenatti made. And so in studying the way
yes.
he brought the Dewey Swetnick accuser forward, you know, if you compare and contrast the way those two allegations were made, Deborah Katz never left Christine Blasey Ford's side when she was on camera. Christine Blasey Ford was questioned by a sympathetic, you know, prober who was a sexual crimes prosecutor. They were probing questions, but they weren't adversarial. You know, mm-hmm. Dewey Swetnick was alone on camera facing a journalist who didn't have the same pressure to, you know, not believe a woman because she could say, I'm just doing my job and I have to ask these questions. exactly. The questions that she faced, you know, never faced Christine Blasey Ford, and it's because of the difference in approach from how these liberal activists approach their job. One fell down in the job, and another one nearly got it done. But I think what we're starting to see now, and what I found in Search and Destroy, was precisely how and why they did this.
And the thing is, in not that, you know, look, you want justice, and justice for all here. And, you know, as I said, this is about impunity. You had so many players here, and the guy that took the hit is Kavanaugh. I mean, this was a political hit, but meanwhile, Blasey Ford, Deborah Katz, I mean, you know, they're off merrily. We roll along, Dianne Feinstein, all these operatives, Spartacus, you know, doing their, you know, playing their parts. And, you know, meanwhile, the country goes through this horrendous experience. And it's like, wait a minute, where's the adjudication? Because now in, you know, just in normal circles, everyday circles, you talk to people and there was no conclusion about this. People are left to believe what it is that they want to believe. And Justice Kavanaugh, as far as they're concerned, has an asterisk, and you know, and even with Gorsuch, as you said earlier, Gorsuch is sitting in Merrick Garland's seat.
Right, and you know, I think so many people just accepted the sort of narrative that the truth was unknowable, that they didn't even bother looking into it for themselves. And so that was one of the reasons why, in writing this book, you know, in writing Search and Destroy, what I wanted to do when I lay out some of these things, what I'm talking about, when I quote from a private email that hasn't been published before, you know, I publish it in full in the back of the book so folks can look at it and say, you know, for themselves, whether or not, you know, they think it's taken in proper context and that sort of a thing.
Exactly.
You know, videos, the rest of it. So everyone can do their own homework, and they don't have to take my word for it, and, you know, actually get to the bottom of things, you know, if they want to go beyond what I'm able to show in kind of the limited space and time that I have. And I really think it's important that the American people have the opportunity to do that, because they weren't given the opportunity last year. And if they don't take the time, then there's a real chance that, you know, public faith and confidence in the Supreme Court wanes. And, you know, we've seen what happens when, you know, people lose faith in other institutions.
Without a doubt. He's the author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. And we're talking about his new book. Ryan Lovelace covers legal news in Washington as the D.C. business of law reporter at the National Law Journal. Ryan, you know, wow. When you were going through this in this research, I mean, even you captured that video of Katz declaring Blasey Ford's motivation. You know, you asked early on, you know, what was her motivation? You know, journalists wanted to know, okay, well, why is she doing this? And we knew by instinct that we were being fed a bunch of manure, and they were looking at us like we were just mushrooms and going to be kept in the dark with all this manure they were piling on. It just didn't sit right. But now you're there, and you are the research, and then you hear from Katz's mouth, this is her motivation. What went through your head at that moment?
Well, I really thought, you know, this is getting to the bottom of exactly what this is about. She's trying to train the next group of lawyers to do what she did. Because so many people, you know, Michael Avenatti failed to do what she did. And so I think, you know, that's particularly, you know, where she made those comments was at the University of Baltimore at an Applied Feminism and Me Too keynote address to a feminist legal theory conference. And so that's about going to lawyers and Me Too activists and saying, if you want to do what I just did, here's how I did it,
exactly.
Here's the ways to do it. And I think she never thought anyone would bother paying attention, because the Believe the Woman narrative had taken such deep roots that the press never bothered looking into it from the beginning.
Wow, this is absolutely amazing. And then, you know, as John Zemerick reported from the stream, the additional interesting point here was that Blasey Ford had some interest with an abortifacient pill, and that she was connected with this company.
Right, with Cordyceps Therapeutics. They have, you know, she's done some research for the company. That was part of what her role was there. And their drug, their only the active ingredient, is mifepristone, which is better known as the abortion drug.
Ryan Lovelace, author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. Ryan, great stuff here. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah,
It's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.